Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back in as we continue here live. We have reached the 10 o'clock hour, 4 hours down on our radiothon.
Oh, this is my time, baby.
That's right.
We done made it to my time.
Let me get out your way.
Yeah, No. You got it. You handling business.
No, this is you.
No,
this is you. You are. This is your normal 10 o'clock time. Normally, you would be hearing In the Loop. You would be hearing Reggie, Figgy, and John Lopez. Well, Reggie and Figgy are in the building. Myself and Brandon Scott, and if you are on YouTube and Twitch, you see my partner in crime, Mr. Clint Sterner, is in the building as he'll be in with us for the next couple of hours. Again, guys, you guys have done an amazing job. Clint, I have expressed, you know, my feeling about putting on the jersey. I said as we get to $10,000 given, I will put on the Texans jersey for the duration of the show.
The Texans jersey.
I will wear.
I heard the Rockets sleeveless Rockets jersey.
That's
dinner.
Under a dinner.
But yeah.
I will wear as soon as we hit 10 grand. I will wear the Texans jersey, and we have got to be closing in on 10 grand. We blew not just we you you helped us blow the little $3,000 goal they had. They've moved the goal. We were able to do that in the first 2.5 hours with your help. You could help us continue to do that. The Houston Food Bank, their budget has been cut by $11 million in the last year, and they are still expected to service over 1 million people in the Houston area, 18 counties, and we are trying to do what we can to help them. And you guys have done amazing with that again. You can throughout text Sports Radio 610-271-777. Sports Radio 610-271-777.
Again, the number is not 27, it's 71777, but that is where you're sending it.
Yes,
to.
Yes, it is. And also, you can call in as Figgy will take care of you, 713-572-4610, and you can bid on our dinners, and we've got now 5 auction items that you can bid on. You got numbers on that, Reggie?
We do have numbers. So the dinners as it relates to the shows, you and one guest having dinner with one of the shows, either Pain and Pen or Gas, $1,500 at the current high bid. In Loop, $1,000 the high bid. The Drive, the high bid is currently $1,000 as well. And Area 45, the high bid is $300. You're going to have to beat that if you want to hang out with the fellas.
Okay, I see Area 45.
We are on the board there. And then
some funds.
Oh, Area 45. There you go.
They on the board. And then the Figgy and B. Scott experience, courtesy of Cormier's Kitchen, that also has a signed, framed Jordan jersey, a Weller 12, and a special extra gift for you and three of your friends that's happening next week. that's $750 is the high bid there as well. So that's what's happening with those situations. And if my totals are correct with the experiences and just the raw donations as of right now, $8,250 thereabouts.
Okay. All right. All right. I need to slow that.
No, ain't no slowing down, baby. Full speed ahead.
No, I do it. I do it for whatever.
We ain't slowing a damn thing down. Here's the deal. I'm here 10 to noon. I need to see these damn donations jump.
Mm.
I need to see the donations jump. And look, here's the deal. I put it on my Twitter. I don't know if you know if that's legal, but it's up there. Maybe I should have waited until I left. It's on my Twitter, at Clint Stern. There's a link directly to it. You got text nothing. Go right there, bang, boom, it's right there. Take you right to the donations page. Of course, I've talked to some people, y'all.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
We gonna get some jerseys.
I ain't even helped them jerseys. I'm talking about money. Hard. I'm talking about them greenbacks, baby. I'm talking about money. We got to get these donations in here. We can get some jerseys. Think you got some extra jerseys you can throw in on the drive? Huh? Hell, I done seen that room you got. Yeah, no. Hey, look, man. Big shout out to you guys for making this happen, man. It's easy in our world. Hell, it's easy in the world to go about your business and just kind of get your job done. Worry about you. Worry about your family. Worry about what's next with your career, man. To take a day and the station to allow us to do it, or y'all to do it, and take a day to do this, man, is big time, man. So tip my cap to you guys for giving back and having the idea and having the wherewithal and the energy and effort to see it all through, man. So glad to be here. Glad to be a part of it.
No, it has been. It's been a I don't think I knew the power of Sports Radio 610 and its listeners, and you guys are showing out, and also our extended family, as Reggie talked about. Many people even outside of the city are sending money to help the Houston Food Bank. All right, B Scott is in with us for a little bit longer. Let's get your B Scott's thoughts here.
So an Astros thought for y'all.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, yeah, we got to do this right.
That's right. We got to get the intro music, man.
It is that time. Yeah. Go ahead and hit that.
My fault.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Would this not be the most impressive championship if the Astros were able to pull this off? Now, I know I'm putting the cart before the horse a little bit. I know we're only barely like halfway through the season. But the Astros, to me, and this is my thought, there is just something magical about what's going on with the Astros, because I can't fully explain it. I'm going to be honest, man. I didn't think they were really that good going into it. I'm talking about healthy. I didn't think they were that good. I thought they were good enough to win a division, but I didn't think that they were at this level. And then certainly not if you were to tell me that this was what their luck was going to look like this year, all right, that they were going to lose 50-11 pitchers, that Yordan Alvarez's hands were going to continue to hurt, and that he'd even have some kind of fracture that it took him, you know, until it was damn near healed to find out it was even there, and the setback. We know what's going on there. If you were to tell me that all of these things were going to happen in one season on an Astros team that, again, quite frankly, I was not all that impressed with to begin with. I would have thought you were crazy to say that they would be in this position to have a stranglehold on their division and to be one of the better teams, not just in the American League, but in all of baseball, and have as good a chance as anybody out there to threaten for another World Series. Like, to me, this would be as impressive, if not more impressive, of a feat of a championship type of run as any that they've had if they were able to pull this off. Other years, they've been front runners. I think 2017, they kind of surprised people, and maybe that one is the one that would rival it. It was the first one, too. But this one is completely catching me off guard where these Astros are right now.
Hell, I think everybody's caught off guard, B. Scott.
I can't explain it.
They currently are front runners.
Yeah, you look at this thing.
Well, I mean, what is this?
B. Scott, you look at this thing and you go, okay, how? Last year, these cats dug a hole that none of us thought they could dig out of.
True.
And you could argue that at that time, with some of the pieces they had, now not argue, that was a better baseball team on paper. And now all of a sudden, less than a calendar year later, you got a squad that has no business running away with the division, trying to run away with the division before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And weathering the storm of significant injuries along the way. It's wild, man, to think it's a beautiful ride, just one more chapter in this crazy run the Astros have made.
Yeah, to be the best team through June, or in June, I should say, the best team in for the month of June, and then to just kick off July right where you left off, and I understand that they're playing the worst team in baseball to kick off July, but to also do it when guys like Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter and Ryan Gusto, like all of these characters that just shouldn't really factor into the mix, especially in the way that they actually do, and they're giving you meaningful innings, meaningful baseball. Like, I just cannot explain. And it's another reason why I've said, like, as far as Dana Brown and Joe Espada and those awards go for GM of the Year or specifically Manager of the Year when it comes to Joe Espada, I don't know how they're not in the running for piecing this whole thing together.
These lineups that they roll out here sometimes, they had Trammell,
yeah,
Hummel, and every time I say Trammell, I always
you
got to
put them to go Hamill.
Hamill. Yeah.
Is it Trammell or is it Trammell? I've heard people say it either way.
I mean,
I'm gonna tell you right now, it's gonna be Trammell. Okay, for me personally,
oh, very good.
But they got Trammell, they got Hummel, they got. I looked up here and
it's a dude whose name we don't know how to pronounce. This is what the point is.
We was talking so bad about Shea yesterday, and Shea walked out there and got inspired.
And not just inspired, a 450 something.
451.
Yeah.
I remember it because I was like, this is something I have to know.
Man.
451 feet?
It was a shot. By the way, man.
By the way, he can drop some draws, I believe.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's got the look.
Showstopper, like when he walks in the door.
I don't want to say Pena,
Pena's got the whole package.
He came up to the plate, and I thought, yeah, he probably walks in, doesn't have to use his mind.
He probably likes being on the road.
Pena's the one that's pretty enough that he might screw it up thinking too highly of himself. You know what I mean? Like you tell me, Shea's
a hell of a standing.
That's it. Shea's one of them guys that's just rough enough around the edges where he knows he's got to work a little bit.
He remembers those four errors he had.
Yeah, he can't walk in. That brought him right back down to earth. If he ever thought he was better than he really is, his ass was brought down to earth last year with four errors. And if he didn't hear it enough, Tyler damn sure let him hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, look, that's a great deal. Like the Astros, we've gotten to a point where it's just like, and it's almost laughable, but it's real, of like, who's next?
Yeah.
Well, because these guys keep coming out of nowhere and not just, I mean, they're having monster moments. I mean, they're having like some of these guys, like I don't know if Shea's ever going to make it in the big leagues consistently enough to where he can hang his hat as a big leaguer. You know, there's a good chance he's going to have a run about like I did in the league. Man, you're going to get a couple of shots, a couple of moments, and what do you do with them?
You saw from him yesterday, is what he's been doing in the minor leagues. I mean, he's been doing.
I mean, I had a hell of a year over in Europe. Hey, man, I spun the peel all over Europe now. They had to play cover two, couldn't rush no more than 3-1 side. Hell, I was good. I was kick ass over there, boy. I tell you what, you get them big leagues a little different. Strahan breathing down your neck. It's just fun to watch, man. It makes when the Astros, you almost get bored of how good they are and just expect them. It's unfair to expect the win, and then it's just you sit there and you go, now it's fun to watch this year to see which pitcher's going to pitch well or which player that they brought up is going to swing the bat well enough and win games kind of deal. So it's been fun, man.
Man, that's so – that's the positive side of B. Scott's thoughts. The negative, okay?
I didn't mean to dominate B. Scott's thoughts.
This is how it works. The thoughts go out there, and then we bounce back.
Hey, we're all learning on the fly.
I've been on some oxygen.
So, I missed the intro.
So since we got to the positive, what the hell's going on with this Yordan Alvarez thing, man? Like,
I've never seen anything like
it. It's constantly a one step forward, two step back, but really kind of just to learn that you didn't take that step forward. It just might have been a mirage or a lie or something like that. I have not seen anything like this. Like you just said, Ron, I've not seen anything like this where your star player, your best player, you don't have a really good handle on this injury, this hand injury, man. Like the Yordan Alvarez thing. And show you've been hitting on this, man, and I can remember the first, like the last time we went through this Yordan Alvarez thing when it was, oh, we've revealed that he's 60% healed with the fracture. Somebody's got to either lose their job or really account for this, man. Like the Yordan Alvarez thing to me is like it's one of those things where somebody is to blame, but I don't know who.
But it's the top, B. Scott. Like we're in today's world. I mean, there were tighter ships 25 years ago when I was playing. I mean, like this is unacceptable. I mean, we laugh. I know we do on the drive a good amount of time. We laugh at how you hear from Joe Espada. Well, it was Dusty, and then it was Joe Espada, and then all of a sudden you hear from what was the GM's name? Click, or you hear from
James
Dana?
Click.
You hear from Dana Brown, and it's like they ain't been in a meeting room in a week. Like that, like we laugh about that, but when stuff like this happens. That's not laughable.
Yeah, and it's it's one thing if they're just playing coy with the media, which, you know, I know we can kind of get frustrated with as media and as people who do shows, but it's another thing if it feels like they legitimately don't know what the hell is going on or legitimately don't know what exactly it is that they're talking about. And that's what it's kind of given. Like, I know we joke around and kind of give them a hard time for being secretive. But I'm starting to wonder if it's less just being secretive and more
or
just
incompetent,
a level of competence and just wherewithal. So that's where my concern is. You know, it's one thing if you're just going to lie to me. It's a whole other thing if you don't know what you're doing. So or if it's both. So like I don't know which one it is, but whichever one it is, they need to figure it out and get their head out their tails, man. Seriously, the Yordan Alvarez thing is maddening.
It's just I said this yesterday. Reggie, when you look at these four players who are high contract money players and highly important players to you winning, how they have handled Yordan this year, maybe there's a couple of other years in there too.
Possibly.
Kyle Tucker last year. Some of the situations with Bregman and his lower half, which was weird.
The gremlins? Is that what we're getting into?
Yeah, and his elbow.
That was the elbow.
And his elbow.
I don't forgot which part of the body he's talking about
play,
now.
He couldn't play first. Or he could play first, and he's playing third. And then the Lance McCullers three-year saga of, he's going to have surgery and all that. Like, those four players that make the money they did, the importance of that they are to this team, like – As I said yesterday, Jim Crane's got to be flipping desk. Somebody's got to go.
And the crazy thing about it,
change this up.
I think you could view the way that this Astros team has operated in two ways. You could be like, "Damn, okay," but they've managed to get some good and a lot of good, even despite that. Or you can go the other way where you go, "Damn it! If we can maximize what we're doing, how much better? How much more could you have won five straight?" And I know that, you know, I'm wilding, but in that instance. You know, I could easily see you, especially as you talk about Jim Crane, a man who's footing the bill for all this, and he's like, how much more could we do if we get this particular portion of it right? Which is why yesterday, myself and Luke Morrow were like, you got to do an audit of this. It can't keep happening like this. Like, it's happened enough times where even if you say you've had bad luck as an organization, it can't all be bad luck. There has to be some portion of this that you're helping facilitate the bad luck, and that needs to change.
You said something, Ron, you said something on y'all's show yesterday about, and I thought this was – I've been thinking about it almost ever since of, hey, is he going to play again this year? Like, it's on the table that Yordan doesn't – like, that is going back to my earlier thought of how impressive of a run this would be if they were winning the championship or they were to win the World Series. no Yordan Alvarez, to me, that is off the table. Like that, a lot of it to me is predicated
on. I'm out if he's
this,
out.
This is eventually going to come around. If he's out, that dream sort of dies for me. It's kind of similar, honestly, to 2022. I don't think it was as bad in 2022, but he had the hand issues in 2022, and we know how that ended, right? Yordan Alvarez is sensational in the postseason. They win the World Series, and it's all history from there. Okay, that's got to replicate itself. That's got to happen again. Like, Yordan Alvarez has to be a part of the mix. As impressive as it is that they've been able to do this part without him, I don't think they can go all the way without him. So, like, that's got to figure itself out for sure.
They keep Jose Abreu dead healthy. Keep his ass up afloat, boy.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about it, boys.
Yeah.
Yordan ain't done. A little old hand, I'll get that thing right.
A little old hand.
A little old hand. Man, hell, exactly. they 60 got
days
about,
plus,
they,
man.
Well, hell, he done been out 60 days.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They're going to get this thing figured out.
I stopped playing in his church. He said this yesterday. I stopped in his tracks, and I said, they just can't seem to get no pain coming from this thing. Like, it seems like they tried rest. I mean, the next thing to try to fix the pain feels like something that you might have to be a little bit more aggressive in trying to fix the pain other than rest.
Well, how about we just get it right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. How about we just get it right?
Man,
Yordan Alvarez and the Astros, they have access to things that we only dream we had access to when we have a fractured hand or any kind of injury, man. How about focus on getting this thing right and get the big fella back when it matters the most.
It just says a lot to me when you have a starting pitcher that breaks his hand or breaks his thumb, gets hurt playing catch in the outfield.
Why did you do that?
And then it's just a blip on the radar. Nobody talks about it. Because as crazy as that was, because you got so much else going on. It's wild.
Yeah.
But shout out to the Astros for getting it done.
Shout out to you, B. Scott. We appreciate you giving us a little over 2 hours. Thank you so much for stopping by. As we continue, Clint's in for a couple of hours.
All right.
What you got?
I got to make sure to thank some people who have made sure to donate on the to the Houston Food Bank, texting Sports Radio 610, all one word, to the number 71777, including David Opolskis, Fran McKenzie, Ashley McHenry, James Lewis, James Hillen, Richard Epley, and for Jeffrey Payne, who donated, I have to say, this is Reginald Atatula, and I'm wearing a pink thong for the Ron and Reggie thong today.
Wait, what?
That is what I had to say. Yeah. What I had to say to make sure to get that $50 for the Houston Food Bank.
One of the great things about what we're doing here is we've heard from B. Scott, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne has jumped in, Clint Sterner is in, but it's not just a Sports Radio 610 thing. The entire Odyssey family, Odyssey Houston family, jumping in, and we're going to be joined by some of our partners in crime, Frito and Katie from the Frito and Katie Show on the Bull. They will join us coming up next as we continue to try to raise money to help the Houston Food Bank continue as the Reggie and Ron Radiothon rolls on.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.